And the award goes to meet the winners of our People Awards. The approximate length of this recording is 12 and a half minutes. People Awards 2023. And the award goes to our annual People Awards celebrate our incredible volunteers, service users and staff, shining a light on their huge contribution and outstanding achievements. This year, the winners were announced on the 8th of November at a glittering awards ceremony at our Northwest Regional Centre in Atherton, Manchester, hosted by BBC Breakfast presenters Sally Nugent and John Kay. Included here is a photograph of the awards ceremony venue with a stage at the far end and tables laid out awaiting guests. The room is dark with spotlights shining out from the stage. We're delighted to introduce a new category for 2023, the Hero Dog Award. This is for any of our dogs, guide dog, buddy dog or guide dog mum or dad, who has gone above and beyond or is just an everyday hero who deserves recognition for everything they do. Service User Awards winners. Outstanding Person of the Year, Scott Bailey, Guide Dog Owner, Liverpool. Guide Dog Partnership of the Year, Annika Zayn and Lassie from Reading. Inspirational Young Person of the Year, Mason Davis. Hero Dog Award, Stormzy, Buddy Dog, to Jocelyn. Volunteer Awards winners. Person-centred, Marilyn Fisher, Volunteer Voices Representative, Speaker, Fundraising Group Coordinator, Collection Box Coordinator and Merchandise Coordinator, South East. Expert, Lisa Allison, Puppy Raiser, Speaker and Fundraiser, North West. Optimistic, Yvonne Smith, Puppy Raiser and Puppy Fosterer, Midlands. Partner, Seven Oaks Fundraising Group, South East. Lead by example, Catherine Pitney, Fundraising Group Coordinator, Collection Box Coordinator, Merchandise Coordinator and Fundraiser, South West. Engage, Linda Browett, My Sighted Guide, Southwest. Community My Sighted Guiding Award, Brian White, Southeast. The Chairman's Innovation Award, Terry Quinn, Speaker and Fundraiser, Northeast. The Princess Alexandra Award for Lifetime Achievement, Janet and Clive Evans, Brood and Stud Dog Fosterers, Midlands. Staff Awards winners. Person-centred, Anna Standing, CAS Operations Manager, Midlands and East. Expert, Pete Locke, National Habilitation Lead, Belfast. Optimistic, Janine Dixon, Head of Breeding Operations, National Centre. Partner, Guide Dogs Events Team. Lead by example, Tony Benham, CAS Operations Manager, Northeast. Engage, Anne Rouse, Community Fundraising Relationship Manager, Edinburgh. The Chairman's Innovation Award, Lisa Knight, Head of Community Fundraising and Team with credit for volunteer Rob Armstrong. And the Princess Alexandra Award for Lifetime Achievement, Peter Smith, Guide Dog Mobility Specialist, Scotland and Northern Ireland. Outstanding Person of the Year, Scott Bailey. In the 4 years since Scott lost his sight to diabetic retinopathy, he has fought every day against depression and anxiety to regain his independence and become a hands-on father to his daughters again. Unable to continue working as a dairy farmer, he pushed himself to get back into education, completing an undergraduate degree and now a master's, planning to become a counsellor helping others dealing with sight loss. He has also taken up judo, his dedication to training seeing him picked for the Paralympic potential squad for the Los Angeles 2028 Games. A fantastic ambassador for guide dogs, Scott's life might not be the one he dreamed of, but he has created one he could never have possibly imagined. Included here is a photograph of Scott Bailey with his golden retriever guide dog Milo. Guide Dog Partnership of the Year, Annika Zayan and Lassie. In true partnerships, both parties help each other become their best selves. Lassie helped Annika become a professor under the age of 40, not something many people achieve, let alone with a disability. Lassie also helped Annika and husband Chris give two boys a new family through adoption. Lassie was patient and loving to the boys, helping them settle when they arrived, and she enables Annika to participate in the active lifestyle the boys need. Meanwhile, Lassie was facing early retirement after a failed match knocked her confidence. Her tail was always between her legs until she first met Annika, when it started wagging again and hasn't stopped since. Annika's bubbly and positive personality has given Lassie her confidence back, and she still loves working, aged almost 10. Included here is a photograph of Annika Zayan with her yellow Labrador guide dog Lassie. Inspirational Young Person of the Year, Mason Davis. Mason Davis is a bundle of fundraising energy who inspired a whole community to raise money for guide dogs. He quickly exceeded his initial target of £500, collecting more than £30,000 within months and naming three guide dog puppies. Mason, who lives on a farm in Llandrindod, Wells, in Powys, Wales, became determined to help others after being told he could lose all his vision within a year, and because of the gift of an iPad through Guide Dog's Tech for All scheme. The 12-year-old also wanted to raise awareness of guide dogs in his remote rural community. His immensely proud parents, Gareth and Nicola Davis, said he doesn't like being different. He always starts the day with a smile and ends the day with a smile. Included here is a photograph of Mason Davis holding a small yellow Labrador puppy. Hero Dog Award, Stormzy. Stormzy has been Jocelyn's buddy dog since April 2022. Jocelyn has had more than 30 operations and so is understandably anxious of hospitals, but Stormzy has a calming effect on her when he accompanies her to sometimes unpleasant procedures. Their partnership is so special, the children's hospice that Jocelyn attends asked them to be the stars of their Christmas appeal, raising more than £50,000 for children with life-limiting conditions. It's not just Jocelyn's life that Stormzy lights up. When they know he's in the waiting room, hospital staff all come out to stroke him, while the local bin men have a gravy bone for him every Wednesday morning. An ever-loyal friend, Stormzy walks Jocelyn out to the school bus in the morning and greets her from the bus in the afternoon. Included here is a photograph of Golden Retriever buddy dog Stormzy. The Chairman's Innovation Award, Terry Quinn, volunteer winner. When Terry lost his sight, he also lost himself, going from a hard-working, fun-loving, confident and exuberant person to a frightened, lonely, introverted shell of his former self. When he was matched with his guide dog Spencer, Terry's life came back quickly and better than ever. Now a volunteer speaker and fundraiser for guide dogs, he has thrown himself into a completely new vocation, making original crafts to sell online. Terry will use the award's £2,500 grant to set up a website to expand his Etsy store, Vision Craft by Terry. For every sale, he donates what he doesn't have to spend on materials or selling fees to guide dogs, and for each £2,500 he raises, he names a guide dog puppy. Included here is a photograph of Terry Quinn. The Chairman's Innovation Award, Lisa Knight and Team, staff winner, with credit for volunteer Rob Armstrong. In 2021, volunteer Rob Armstrong spotted a fundraising opportunity, collecting foreign and old UK currency. With his local community fundraising manager, Ruth Evans, Rob launched a six-month pilot project which raised £2,000 and collected 45 kilograms of coins. Head of community fundraising, Lisa Knight, and her team championed the pilot internally and, after some due diligence, launched the project nationally. They worked hard to produce a guide and resources to support local fundraising groups with coin collecting. This project is predicted to raise an average of £730,000 a year. And the £2,500 grant that comes with the award will be spent on boosting awareness of this fundraising activity through social media, paid for marketing activities, and to help schools collaborate with local fundraising groups to raise funds and learn. Included here is a photograph of Lisa Knight. Princess Alexandra Award for Lifetime Achievement. Janet and Clive Evans, volunteer winners. Janet and Clive have been volunteering for guide dogs since 1981, giving a loving home to more than 100 of our dogs. Their unwavering dedication and passion for guide dogs' work is an inspiration to volunteers and staff, and they completely represent guide dogs' values and behaviours. They will take on any dog, no matter the issue, and help work through any challenges the dog may present. They don't ever give up on a dog where others likely would. They recently took a dog who couldn't be left alone for a minute and helped him become a dog who can be left settled for over an hour. The couple's positive outlook on working with guide dog staff and not giving up is inspiring. Included here is a photograph of Janet and Clive Evans with one of the many guide dog puppies they've cared for. Princess Alexandra Award for Lifetime Achievement, Peter Smith, staff winner. Pete qualified as a guide dog mobility specialist in the 1970s with the Peterborough team and received multiple nominations for this award. One read, "I've been incredibly fortunate to watch Pete work when training his dogs and have had the honour of him tutoring me on occasions, which I feel very lucky to have received." Another said, "Pete is an absolute hero for guide dogs. He's dedicated the whole of his working life to guide dogs and now continues to support the creation of new partnerships through his retirement years. I know few people that capture the values and behaviours of guide dogs more so than Pete." One nomination included the line, "It's an honour to work alongside him and guide dogs is a better place with him in it." Included here is a photograph of Peter Smith.